This morning I have a message, and if you want to put the first slide up there, on the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven. And this is something that God's been just bringing into my heart recently in the last month or so. Just the idea of the kingdom of heaven, what that is, what that means, what the realities of that is, what that calls us to live like in our daily lives. This kingdom life mindset. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17 says, "From that time on, Jesus began to preach, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near.'" The kingdom of heaven, it's something Jesus often taught about, talked about. It's central to the message he came to preach. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. When Jesus taught his disciples to pray in the Lord's Prayer, he says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 10, "For our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Jesus taught in parables about the kingdom of heaven and what it is like. His disciples questioned him about the kingdom of heaven, asking him who will be the greatest in the kingdom. And Jesus tells them, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, "Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." The kingdom of heaven is important for us to understand, to grasp what it means that the kingdom of heaven has come near. And the kingdom of heaven is one of the most fundamental issues our Lord Jesus Christ brought into the world. So my question to you guys this morning is, do you understand what the kingdom of God is today in this world at this time? I want to go through a few important things to know about the kingdom of heaven. First, it's not about realm, but about rule. And I'm borrowing this from John Piper, who's a wonderful biblical teacher. It's not about realm, but about rule. You see, we tend to think as kingdoms as what? Places, right? Physical places. But that's not what Jesus taught. It's not about a place, but about the reign of God, the rule of God. Romans chapter 14, 17 says, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit." Here we see it linked to what? The Holy Spirit. The kingdom is of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So we can conclude that the kingdom of God, which is the same as kingdom of heaven, it is the reign of God by the Holy Spirit in this world. Where the Spirit of God is having influence, righteousness, peace, and joy, we see the rule, the reign of God happening. However, all of God's reign is not the kingdom of heaven. It's more specific than that. It's God's saving, redeeming reign, which is the kingdom of heaven. Think about it like this. God reigns over all things, right? He is God of the heavens, the universe, the earth, everything. He reigns over all of creation. And this includes Satan himself. And the devil is not the kingdom of God, right? But everything God rules over, reigns over, is not his kingdom. You with me so far? It's the specific exercising of his rule and reign in overcoming evil and establishing righteousness. Bringing his salvation upon people and eventually over all creation. And everything outside of this, his will be destroyed one day. And not a part of the new creation, the new heavens and the new earth. Jesus prayed in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 and 10 that we read earlier. He's prayed, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." See, in the first part of this verse establishes what the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven coming means. Hallowed be your name. We're saying, our Heavenly Father, we want your name to be treasured, hallowed, admired, loved, lifted up, glorified, trusted. And when that happens, that's the coming of the kingdom. It means the kingdom is moving. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's not only his sovereign will over all things, like what happens and doesn't happen on earth, but also about how things happen in heaven and how it should happen on earth. And a great example of this is the worshiping of God, the way the angels do it in heaven. It happens perfectly, joyfully, energetically. Not how the devil does these things. Yes, he's under God's sovereign reign and rule, but he's outside of the kingdom. So wherever the revealed will of God is, his command is being done with joy and enthusiasm, where heavenly things are happening, where righteousness is happening in people's lives. You have kingdom power being displayed. His rule, his reign is happening. That's bringing salvation, power that purifies, sanctifies, that exalts Jesus Christ as King, that lifts up God as the center of everything, and where everything is rooted into his word, the Bible. That is the kingdom of heaven. That is where it's happening. And guess where this happens quite often? In the church, right? Amongst his people. Remember, the kingdom of heaven is the reign of God by the Holy Spirit. And we as God people are what? Indwelled by the Holy Spirit. His Spirit lives in us. Second thing to know about the kingdom of heaven, it is present but also future. Meaning his kingdom is present in some measure of fulfillment in the current age, but it will be fully present in the coming future, in the new age of Christ's second coming. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, "Or do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God?" You see, Paul tells us to warn a group of people who are going on living in their sin, not being obedient to Jesus Christ, not belonging to Christ, not following Christ as they're just as disciples. They will not inherit the kingdom. They won't go in. And it's in future tense, when the kingdom fully comes. But Paul says in Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, "For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." Amen. Let's read that again. "For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." You see, God has rescued us and brought us into his kingdom. It's in present tense. It's right now. So I'm already in my inheritance. And all of you believers as well are already in your inheritance. The kingdom of heaven has not fully come yet, but we are already in our inheritance. We are already in his kingdom. The transfer has been made from the dominion of darkness to light. Rescued us from our sins, redeemed us, forgiven us. There is no condemnation for those who are in Jesus Christ. So we are already living under the reign of our King Jesus Christ, meaning his kingship rules over our lives. And third thing to know, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Christ are the same kingdom. Ephesians 5:5 says, "For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a person is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God." So when we talk about the kingdom of Christ or the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven, don't think of two different kingdoms. There is one reality, one kingdom. The kingdom of God and Christ are one kingdom that belongs to Jesus and God the Father. So to conclude these three realities of the kingdom of God, it is reign, not realm, specifically God's saving reign through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. It's both present as well as future, meaning partially here today, but will be fully consummated when Jesus returns. And it's Christ's kingdom as well as the Father's kingdom. But going back to Romans chapter 14, verse 17, where it says, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit." You see, the kingdom of God doesn't come with an outward display in this world at this time. Rather, the kingdom of God is within you. Jesus says in Luke chapter 17, verse 21, Jesus replied, "The coming of the kingdom of God is not something that can be observed, nor will people say, 'Here it is,' or 'There it is,' because the kingdom of God is in your midst." Here Jesus makes it evident that the kingdom of God has already come, and it's found in him who is in their midst. It's not a physical place or a city that is found on a map. In fact, Christ says his kingdom is not of this world, but it is here now in your midst by the presence of Jesus Christ living in you. And the matters of the kingdom are not physical, but spiritual. Yes, it does impact the physical, but it flows from the spiritually filled lives, the Holy Spirit living in us. It's transformation from the inside out that then we see. It's much greater than what we eat and drink. It's not about outside appearances and learned behaviors, rituals, Things that we learn when we come to church on Sunday, we act this way and we dress this way and we say these things. And then when we go during the week, we act totally different. It's how we honor God by our lives, how we treat each other. What is most characteristic of the kingdom is not matters of what we should eat and drink, but of righteousness, peace, and joy, the fruits of the Spirit. It's righteousness, right of standing, being right standing before God. Peace resulting from reconciliation is a peace that surpasses understanding. And a joy in a heart that we have when we know we've been set free from sin and guilt. These are the marks of a citizen of God's kingdom. But these are kind of these vertical characteristics between you and God. There's also these horizontal characteristics in life at work as well. As we are part of the kingdom, we don't conform to the ways of the world, but our minds are renewed by the power of the Holy Spirit and God's Word. And we learn to live in a righteous manner, a holy living, according to the Bible and the power of the Holy Spirit. We live in peace with others, loving our neighbors as ourselves, not judging one another. And we live joyous lives unto the Lord, giving thanks, rejoicing what He has blessed us with in giving us. And in spreading the good news of the kingdom, the gospel of Jesus Christ, to see people entering His kingdom when they receive Him as their Lord and Savior. So when you look at your own life, what characterizes it? Is it characterized by kingdom values? Or values of this world? We as God's people are called to live kingdom-centered lives. Living according to kingdom values and purposes. Remember what Jesus taught in His Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 to 33? He says, "So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." So what is most important in your life? Church, we're called to be kingdom first kind of people. Our minds should be focused on kingdom living every single day. Yesterday, Yurki spoke at our men's breakfast event, and he shared an example from his own life. He was sharing many examples from his own life, how he was incorporating our Heavenly Father into his everyday life, and specifically through prayer. And one example he shared that stood out to me was he wanted to buy a boat. And he really wanted this boat. But he stopped and asked God, his Heavenly Father, if it was okay with him if he went and bought this boat. He said he prayed about it, and after praying about it, he felt at peace with it. Then he drove down and got the boat, picked it up with his wife, brought it back home. And now he had this boat in his yard, and he was thanking God for it. And then he said, "Well, now the boat has to be paid off." So he asked God if he could help him out with this. He said, "Heavenly Father, if you could give me some extra work to help me pay off this boat." The next day, he said his phone rang, and on the other end of the line was somebody from, I think it was BCIT, asking if he could do a job where he would be cutting threads onto the ends of metal bars. And he said, sure. To sum up the story, he got these metal bars. There was about 80 of them. And it took him only 4 hours to do the job. And in that 4 hours, he paid off the $3,200 of what was owing on that boat. He said that's the biggest hourly rate he has ever had to this day. 4 hours. And I thought, wow, now that's a great example of kingdom mindset. Every decision we make in life, we should stop to see if it's okay with our Heavenly Father, if it's okay with our King. Is it okay with His will, His plan for your life? Kingdom living should impact every area of our life. How we use our finances, how we raise our children, how we love our spouse, how we interact with our neighbors, how we work, how we think, how we talk. It changes the very purpose of our life here on earth. Kingdom life. This excites me to think about, man, what if all the people and all the churches in the world lived with a fully understanding concept of kingdom living Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, every day of the week, every day of the month, every day of the year. I know I have areas to grow in this, in living this kingdom mindset, and I'm sure all of us do. But when we make a conscious effort to do that and a desire to do that, the Holy Spirit helps us, guides us, empowers us. It's just submitting to that, the power of the Holy Spirit, the presence of Christ in us, changing us from the inside out to be kingdom people. And it comes first by accepting the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, as your Savior and Lord. And then it continues every day from there, serving your Lord. So my final question to you today is, what are you building in this life? Are you building your own kingdom, which will one day wither and die? Or are you helping to build the eternal kingdom of heaven, of God, which is everlasting? Are you helping to spread the kingdom in the hearts and lives of others around you? I hope going forward that we as a church can really grasp this kingdom life concept and to truly live it out every day. That's a big goal of mine actually right now, is just to live with this kingdom mindset daily. And church, I want to ask you, join me in that. What say you guys? Amen? If you agree with me, stand up. Let's pray together. Let's pray together.